Prosecutor Scott Larson says on November 26, 2016, 25-year-old Tyrone Franklin and the victim, 21-year-old Robert Brown, were at a home in the 700 block of East University. They were there after a funeral for Franklin's brother, Zach Gray. Larson says an argument broke out about whether Brown had anything to do with Gray's death. That argument was captured on a phone call.
It starts off with the defendant talking about his brother and about what he's thinking as he's going to this get-together. And then the phone is passed off to the victim in the case, Robert Brown. You'll be able to hear him as he's talking, and you'll hear right up to the point to where the shooting happens. You'll hear that they're arguing about sides, not with anyone.
Defense attorney Janie Miller Jones did not talk to the jury about specific evidence in her opening statement.
You have a very difficult job. You have to wade through all the evidence that you see and hear and determine what is true and what isn't, what makes sense and what doesn't, what's believable and what isn't. You have to determine what the state has proven and what they haven't.
Franklin appeared in court calm, wearing dress clothes. A jury of 10 women and 4 men, including alternates, is hearing the case before Judge Roger Weber. It's expected to finish this week. I'm Tim Dittman.